So great to be learning together, Sharei Haratz, Shuva of the Week. And here's something to be aware of. Somebody asked me this week if their child, who's a nurse, the daughter's a nurse, can they administer injections to them? They're going to need weekly injections. Turns out, can the daughter, who's a nurse, administer those injections? So for Ashkenazim, you have the ruling of the Ramah that we would prefer that these shots and any dental care, medical care that has health care, whatever it is, that has to be done from a parent to a child. If it's, as long as it's going to be invasive, it's better that it should not be the child, better that it should be somebody else. However, the Ramah rules that if there's nobody else available, then the child can do it. Even if it's going to draw blood. However, the Yaku Yosef writes that for Sfaradim, we should be strict about this, and that only when there's no possibility of getting any other doctor, then you can rely on the lenient opinion. But he says, yeah, otherwise, you're supposed to make a huge effort, that whatever, anything involved with drawing blood should be done by somebody else. So only if there's absolute no other alternative, but you're supposed to make every effort to don't leave any stone unturned to try to get somebody else, even if it's difficult and it's a shatat chak, it's a difficult situation. Still, much, much better that it should be done by somebody else other than the child. However, what if it's just an injection? So there, already Yaakov Yosef says that if it's it's an injection, and you have to need it every day, or it's going to be expensive, and it's going to be a big, it's going to be a difficulty, then already the child can administer the injections, since generally speaking, the injections do not remove blood, but the child should still ask mechila from the parent. Especially if it's going to cause him any pain, there should be mechila. And if you can get someone else to do it, of course, it's better, much better, even for injections, for zrikot, much better to have somebody else that's better to do it. And but if it's a this is only speaking about injections that go into the muscles, and it's an injection that's going into the veins, that's already removing blood. And that's we don't want the child to do it unless there's absolutely no other doctor to do it. Now, in terms of a surgery, so the father wants the son to do the surgery if he's such as an expert surgeon in this type. So there are those who will allow the son to do it since the father is mochel, but others say no. We say once there's blood, forget it. The father cannot be mochel. Therefore, for Sfaradim, you should find another surgeon, and the son could be there by the surgeon to guide him to make sure that it'll be a successful surgery. And of course, if the son is the custodian, has the medical directive that he's the one to authorize the surgery, of course, he has the right to do that. He's not the one taking blood. He's authorized in the taking of blood, but he's not doing it himself, and that's certainly okay. So that's the basic halachot regarding medical procedures done by a child to a parent. Interesting, he has in the same context that today, with the modern machinery, it's permissible for a child to serve as a barber for the father, or for the mother, and it doesn't matter if it's facial hair or the head hair, the child can do that. Just to make sure it should not draw blood. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut.